In your schooling, elementary, junior high, high school, when did sports begin to show up?
Back in those days when you were in elementary school, you just played in the playground, played tag and catch a can and all that sort of thing. Kids don't do that today. We didn't have video games. In fact, where I lived on a farm there, we didn't have indoor electricity or indoor plumbing until I was in the eighth grade. Didn't have television. We had a transistor radio, and that was one thing that hooked me. I started listening to basketball and baseball games on the radio, pretending in my mind that someday, you know, I'd like to be able to do that. And so I think that really planted a seed that I wanted to play sports. Then when I got to Buckland, well, they had organized teams, and I played in junior high. When I was in the seventh grade, I was as tall as I am today. I was 6 feet tall, and in junior high, they thought I was the first Wilt Chamberlain or the first big center because I was so much bigger than everybody else. Then when I got in high school, I really didn't grow but another inch, but the small conference that we were in, the Iroquois League, I led the scoring in basketball all 4 years as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. During those days in junior high, I can remember when I had my chores done, I would shoot the basketball 2 and 3 hours a day out there on a dirt ground there by the barn. My dad had put a hoop up there, and that's how you become a good shooter in basketball. Shooting's an art. It's something that once you shoot the ball the same way every time, that it's just a matter of how many hours you put in, and you can become a very, very outstanding shooter.
You said you listened to the radio when you were young. Do you remember what teams or colleges or professionals?
Well, you know, everybody supported the St. Louis Cardinals in those days because the Cardinals were the furthest team west. When you lived in Kansas and Kentucky and Oklahoma and Nebraska and all those areas, just about everybody listened to Harry Carey and Jack Buck. And in basketball, you know, you had four of the great coaches in college basketball in that area. You had Mr. Ibbitt, Oklahoma A&M, later to become Oklahoma State. And you had Tex Winter at Kansas State. You had Ralph Miller at Wichita. And you had Fog Allen at Kansas. And all four of those guys were in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
And isn't it true all four of them tried to recruit you to their school?
They did try to recruit me my senior year. I can still remember Fog Allen, who was the great coach at Kansas, coming out, and he'd been the Olympic coach in 1952. He came out, and my mother made a Sunday dinner, and he was there for about 4 hours. Great storyteller, and talked about the Olympic Games. Tex Winter, like I said, was at Kansas State. The only coach that didn't come to my home and recruit me was Mr. Ibbitt, and that's where I ended up going to school, and it wasn't because he didn't come. Recruiting was much different in those days than it is today. But the other coaches came out, and I visited all the campuses. I probably would have gone to Kansas if Dr. Allen had been there all 4 years. But freshmen weren't eligible. He would have only been there and only been under him 1 year as a sophomore because he was retiring. And Dick Harp, who became the head coach, I did not know him. But I visited Kansas campus 4 weekends in the spring of my senior year, and everybody in that area of where I lived was all Kansas Jayhawk fans. But when I visited Oklahoma State, there was something special that hit me. I was so impressed with Mr. Ibbitt and with the friendliness of the people. And so I made the decision and never regretted the fact that I went to Oklahoma State. I thought it was the right choice. I still have a lot of friends, though, in those years said that, gosh, if you'd have gone to Kansas, we would have won the national title because they had the great center, Wilt Chamberlain. That was one thing they didn't have on that Kansas ball club was outside shooting, and that's about the only thing I could do. I could shoot the ball from out on the floor.
You could have played with Wilt Chamberlain.
I would have played with Wilt, and one of the great games in the NCAA tournament was the year that North Carolina and Kansas went triple overtime in Kansas City in the championship games of the NCAA, and North Carolina ended up beating them, but the one thing that Kansas didn't have was outside shooting. My junior year, we won one of the great games in the history of Oklahoma State basketball when we beat Wilt Chamberlain in Kansas when they were ranked number one in the country. We beat them and still is considered one of the great victories for the Cowboys.
I think it's referred to as the game at Gallagher Hall at that time. February 21st of 1957.
That's correct.
As a matter of fact. How many points did you score in that game?
I scored 18 points. That was one of the best games I ever had. I hit 9 field goals, and of course you didn't have the 3-point line then, but Had we had the three-point shot, I'd have had 27 points because they were all beyond the arc as we know it today.
Was that shooting from long range as a result of your maybe shooting on the farm?
I think so. I think that, you know, you used to play make-believe games, and I don't think youngsters do that as much today, but I'd play make-believe games out there when I was shooting the ball by myself. I always shot from different areas, but I think I really was quite good at shooting from that range.
Let's go back to Buckland and the gymnasium there. The ceiling was quite low.
In the junior high gym, it was so low that you couldn't shoot it from mid-court or you'd hit the ceiling. When we were having a lot of fun there, when we weren't practicing, we used to play billiard shots. We'd have different X's on the floor and an X on the ceiling. If you could hit that ceiling on the spot, it would bank off the ceiling and go in the basket. So they were just fun games like that. But then the high school gym was not much larger than the junior high gym.